so I don't know where I've thought about Smackover a lot of times about where the name came. Now its prominence was when the oil was discovered.
Right.
It was just a little village before then. Of course, not much more than that.
Right. I'd be interested to look into that.
Yeah, I'd
see what the origins were.
I tell you, there was a lot of pretty smart Indians lived back in that area, and they came on up around Cale. Their mills are still there, some of them being 16 feet long, where they hewed them out of that stone in that shape, and they had those large pestles that they put their corn in and roll them up and down those. They made a trough like that. Mm-hmm. And there's a number of those mills. I have said there's 100, but there might not be that many. Then in some places they had where they sharpened their sticks. You know, they made holes into the rock and then they'd grind their sticks on that.
That's it.
That they worked to land. And they had some land cleared there, quite a bit of it. White settlers. A lot of them set up, the fields were already made. And they made a treaty with the Indians, moved them out, while the whites just moved right in. Mm-hmm. There's an interesting thing, I don't know whether the Indians built it or not, could have. They did some things out west compared to it. There's a mound down there that's, I guess there's an acre in it. And it's way up and right in the middle of the bottom. It's out of stone.
The mound made out of stone?
Out of stone. Now, this could have happened. Mm-hmm. I know enough about the geology of that country to know that over the years, that stone probably, for some reason, other maybe trees on it or something, didn't wash. And the rest of the land, it was eroded around it and left that sticking up there. Now the Indians used it, I'm sure of that, because we found some artifacts on it. I've been trying to get the people that are making excavations to come down in that area and excavate some. But they've got a project going out here on the prairie, at the edge of the prairie. And they've been working on it for 4 or 5 years and they haven't. Unless they finished it recently, they're still not through that acreage.
Well, do you suppose this mound was used as part of some religious ceremony or something like
this
that?
This one up here? Yes, and it was used for that, and then the houses that the chiefs lived in were built on it, too. Mm-hmm. You can see the different stories, you know, they burned the houses when they died, and you can see this different stories where they live.
This, they have mounds in Alabama too, around a little town called Moundville, close to Tuscaloosa. They've made a big park out of it, except the mounds aren't stone, they're just earth.
Yes.
It's been piled.
Well, now these up here are earth too. But they've made a number of excavations up there, overall, I'd say an acre or two, where they made the burial.
Yeah, burial mounds.
Burial mounds.
Right. Same thing in Alabama.
Yeah.
Does University of Arkansas have anthropology department?
Yeah.
They're doing it.
The colleges, I'm not sure that the university is the only one. Maybe even Henderson's.
I see.
State teachers. I've been up there a few times to see some of the artifacts.
Are the mounds pretty good size?
Yeah. There's more than that one. I know of two more.